Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Marty Griffin. It's dark out. Was I supposed to? Is it the middle? It looks like the middle of the night. Wow. What's going on? Oh, take a deep breath. We got a turtle in the house. His name's Fred. Yeah. Fred. We named Fred after a guy that I used to work with, you know, just to be upfront about it. And this is years and years and years ago in a real small town in Texas. And Fred had red hair. Fred did. Yeah, yeah. And you know how guys, when they go bald, they take one hair and they wrap it around their head. You know what I'm saying? They wrap it like in a swirl. Yeah, they pull it over. They do the pullover. They do whatever they can. They do the Beijing, some cases. The comb over, the wrap around. Well, I worked with this guy way back in the day. It was so long ago when I started in the business, we drew pictures. We didn't have TV cameras. We drew pictures and held them up. It was back then. And Fred had a red hair. And he had one red hair. And he used that one red hair and he kind of wrapped it around his head. And we called him Fred, hair wrapped around his head. We named our, probably wouldn't be allowed to do that today in the workplace. Be part of some movement. You're not allowed to make fun. You can't give people nicknames. You can't really do anything like that in work. You just shake hands and go about your business. So we called him Fred, hair wrapped around your head. And that's, we named our turtle Fred after Fred, hair wrapped around your head. That's all I got. That's it. It's now called the Trump over. Yes, it is. That's from Gary. It's now called the Trump over, with all due respect. Thank you, Gary. I just let it go. It just goes. So, the shooting in Texas, as we all now try to gather our thoughts and as Monday goes to Tuesday, and then by the time Friday occurs, we will have forgotten altogether and we won't worry about our school, and then we'll go on with our day and plan the next field trip with the kids to the Carnegie Museum and the Science Center and the zoo, and everything's fine. I'm curious what you folks did since yesterday. What you folks did since yesterday regarding your school district. You know, I get so frustrated with folks yell and scream, they do nothing. And then there are the folks, the know-it-alls. Guy called yesterday named Eric, if you recall. And Eric had no facts. My contention is the reason why there are no mass shootings in any urban schools, and there aren't. There aren't any. There haven't been any. There isn't one. So Eric called telling me I was dead wrong, that all the shootings at urban schools, there are bodies on the sidewalks and front of the schools. Then Eric told me that the reason why you can't use metal detectors is because the kids bottleneck at the metal detectors and it causes killing zones. And so all the kids get killed at the metal detector. So Eric is a know-it-all with no facts. Honestly. He wouldn't tell me who he was. He wouldn't tell me background. He had no facts. And he went on his merry way. Eric. So last night, Eric sends me a note. This is why I get so frustrated with the process. Eric sends me a note. So rather than trying to create change or make it better, Eric goes home and he says, so now I'm in front of my PC. And he put a spreadsheet together showing 25 shootings. He went all the way back to 1999 to find shootings, to find 25 shootings. He had to go 20 years to find 25 shootings at urban schools. I'm not kidding. And he sent me a spreadsheet to prove that urban schools are dangerous. and that there have been mass shootings at urban schools, when in fact there hasn't been one. And that's the note I sent him. So this is the dialogue you get from folks. So rather than saying, you know, we need to have an overall picture of what works in schools, we need to have a big picture look. Gary, Eric, whatever his name is, Eric says that metal detectors don't work. So based on Eric's theory, and I'm going to give it to you here in a second, he says they don't work in schools. He says he studied this. So, Eric, if they don't work in schools, then I guess they don't work at baseball games. I guess they don't work at football games. I guess they don't work at airports. I guess they don't work anywhere in the world where they use metal detectors. I guess they don't work at banks. They don't work anywhere if they don't work in schools. Eric has decided this, and this is why I'm reading you this notice, because this is what we end up with. This is why we can't get school board members to allow metal detectors in schools, because know-it-alls like Eric come up with this jargon. And here's what he says. Eric says, here's a spreadsheet showing 25 inner city schools back to 1999 that had shootings. Not mass shootings, shootings. He had to go 20 years to find 25 shootings. Had we actually had the chance to talk today, you would probably have learned that I am an elected school board member in Fox Chapel. I assure you, safety is my number one concern. Grades and ranking are important, but if we can't send students and staff home safely at the end of the day, then nothing else matters. Cost is not the reason that we are not installing metal detectors. See, he's one of the school board members that stands up and disproves the premise that metal detectors work, even though they have them at, oh, FBI headquarters. Oh, at the federal building. Seriously. Oh, at the courthouse. At every courthouse in this region. Oh, at the municipal courts. Oh, at the jail. But Eric has decided, because he's a school board member, that metal detectors don't work. No, honestly, this is what he's telling us. We studied the very complex issue, and in partnership with the police chiefs of all six communities that service our school district, agreed metal detectors are not the answer. They offer a false sense of security. So again, Eric, metal detectors at airports, at courthouses, metal detectors at hospitals. You know, they have them in emergency rooms now in hospitals. So they don't work anywhere, is what he's saying.
Okay.
The federal building. Banks.
Okay.
Baseball games, football games, hockey games. They don't work. This is what you get from school board members. They don't work. Although other reasons may vary, my specific reasons, they offer a false sense of security. You can screen every student, teacher, and visitor every day, and any one of them simply need to have someone open a side door to let someone in. So that's it. So no metal detectors. No metal detectors in the Fox Chapel schools because Eric says they don't work. Again, football stadiums, baseball stadiums, hockey stadiums, soccer stadiums, tennis events, amusement parks, Kennywood. But they don't work at schools, according to Eric. This is why we can't secure our children, because this is the philosophy you get. Folks, you tell me, wouldn't it make sense to start with metal detectors rather than saying, you know, we've studied this, they don't work? 866-391-1020. So Eric identifies himself as a school board member in Fox Chapel. Yesterday he tells me that the reason why metal detectors are no good is because it creates a gathering point. So while the students are waiting in line, the shooter kills all the students at the metal detector. I asked him to identify one incident in American history where that happened, and he couldn't. So in his email to me last night, he said, You asked me earlier, you challenged me to name an incident where students waiting to enter a school have been targeted by a shooter. I can't. He says, we must be ready for not only what has happened, but what might happen. So Eric's philosophy is, even though there's never been an incident where a mass shooter has killed kids at a metal detector, we shouldn't have metal detectors because that could happen. Eric has also decided that metal detectors aren't any good because a student could let someone in the side door. They're in hospitals. There are side doors all over hospitals. They're in soccer stadiums, football stadiums, baseball stadiums. They're at municipal court buildings, side doors, back doors. There are county courthouses, side doors, back doors. They're at federal buildings. There are millions and millions of metal detectors. And Eric says they don't work. This is why your school isn't protected in Fox Chapel, because Eric has decided it doesn't work. You can help to address this by speaking to the facts and not oversimplifying this issue. So I'm a simpleton. He wants to meet for coffee and a beer. No. No. This is an open forum for you, sir. Anytime you want to call back. What troubled me about Eric is this ridiculous assumption that he knows everything about metal detectors. And as a result, they don't have them in the Fox Chapel schools. And they never will, because Eric says they don't work, even though they work in hundreds of thousands of venues around the world. Every single security plan has holes in it. So based on Eric's philosophy, no security. Interesting. Hey, folks in Fox Chapel, you can thank school board member Eric, is it Schmidt? Eric Schmidt. Yes, Eric C. Schmidt. We're not having metal detectors, because he says they don't work. Stephanie Sewickley, good morning. Thanks for your patience.
Interesting, because a few months ago, I'm in the Quaker Valley School District, and they held a big meeting, a security meeting, and they had a panel. And on that panel was our resource officer, as well as a resource officer from Keystone Oaks. And metal detectors were brought up, and they also were singing the same song, that metal detectors do not work. Mm-hmm. They talked about how long it would take for the students to get in, how everything would bottleneck. I feel like this Eric is singing the same song, and they claim studies say it doesn't work. Mm. I mean, I personally don't understand it. I, in January, had emailed our resource officer asking why metal detectors have not been put in our schools.
Well, the Mars area school districts use them for 5 years. They haven't had a problem.
Right. Well, they all want to take a kumbaya approach,
right,
which I'm fine with, because it's a multifaceted problem that requires a multifaceted solution. But you can't just say, well, we're all going to talk to one another and we want our students to report this and that, and we're going to talk to the students and then do nothing else, really. And I mean, I think you'd use it as a deterrent. I mean, if somebody wants to come in my house and kill me, they can get in my house and kill me, despite the fact I have locks on the doors,
right,
and security system.
Right.
But that doesn't prevent us all from putting locks on our doors and security systems. So,
the city schools have had metal detectors for 20 years. They've never had a mass shooting in a city school.
I know. I feel like in this district, it's an uphill battle no matter what it is we're dealing with, including security, because they all know it all.
Right.
And regardless, they're not going to do these things because they feel that it doesn't work
or it's
a waste of time.
And we're too good for that.
Yeah, right. I think that, too. I think it's an image issue.
Right.
Quite frankly.
They only need that in the city schools because you know what they do. We don't need that out there. We've organized with six local police departments for response times are down to 3 minutes. So once the shooter enters the building in the first 4 minutes, he kills 20 people. But they'll be there in three.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So they prepare the students with it's something that they push called, I'm not scared, I'm prepared. Which, again, is a good thing. I mean, great. I think you should do that.
Absolutely.
For the students. But why can't they walk through metal detector? And I heard what you said yesterday about, I'm sure the teachers would volunteer to hold a wand.
I'll do it.
And assist, like, at the classroom door. Like, do the book bag, something. I just don't understand it. I really don't.
The school in Santa Fe, Texas, had a dozen such drills. preparing kids for mass shootings. And they had one, and there's 10 dead. The argument about metal detectors is part of the pie. The real issue is the know-it-all school boards who say, we're too good for that. You know they don't work, even though they're used in millions of venues around the world. Mm-mm. And by the way, with all due respect to the fact that Eric is a school board member, and I don't know why he didn't admit that or announce that or make a point of saying that when he called in the show yesterday to mock me in the conversation, that I'm so stupid that I would believe metal detectors are effective. Look, if a school board's convinced you that metal detectors aren't effective, then you need to hire a new school board. You know, when folks from the FBI come into a school, or folks from any sort of police department come into a school and they do an overall assessment, one of the components is metal detectors. That's the truth. Another component is officers, armed officers. That's the truth. Another component is these plans for these kids. That's the truth. The school in Florida had officers. That's the truth. They didn't have metal detectors. Everybody got shot. They went through the drills in Florida. Yeah, the school in Texas, 10 dead. They did not have metal detectors. They had security officers, 10 dead. They went through 10 to 12 drills. Look, you can make all the stories you want, but it's part of a plan. So when I get a note from a school board member, I guess he decides that because he tells me he's a school board member, that I'm a dummy, and because he's on a school board, he knows better. But he lost me at hello. When we had a discussion yesterday about urban schools, and I asked anyone out there, anyone, to find a mass shooting at an urban school, and I cited a story in the Washington Post, which nailed it. In the 80s, urban school districts in Philadelphia, Chicago, D.C., Los Angeles, and New York put in massive, and Detroit, massive numbers of metal detectors. Why? Not to prevent mass shootings, but to prevent gang infiltration and gang shootings in the hallways. And it worked. And it still works. Say what you will, say what you want about the Pittsburgh public schools. They keep the shooters out. And so then when this school board member says on the air, on this magnificent radio station, that the reason why metal detectors don't work, they carry this unbelievable danger of creating a gathering point where all the kids are gathered in a kill zone for mass shooters. So I asked the school board member to find one. I gave him all day and all night. And what does he send me? Not one mass shooting at a school. He sends me statistics that go back to 1999. He had to go back 20 years to find 25 shootings total of single folks outside of schools and inside of schools all over the country. 25 total shootings in 20 years. Sir, there have been 30 shootings at schools this year so far and 9 mass shootings, sir, with all due respect. Not one of the schools where there's been a mass shooting this year has metal detectors. With all due respect. Look, I'm not metal detector guy here. I'm not selling metal detectors. What I'm suggesting is when you end up with school boards with blinders on who bring someone in and say the metal detector isn't effective, somebody just opens a side door. Best call of the day came from a woman right before the break who says this. So, Marty, based on that theory, why would I put locks on my front doors when somebody could just come through the window? Why would I put a smoke detector in the front room when the fire can start in the attic? Smoke detectors don't work. It's a great call. I'm going to repeat it to the point of making you sick. If metal detectors don't work, why do they have them at federal courthouses, county courthouses? Why do they have them when you visit Congress? Why do they have them at the White House? Why, if they don't work? Why do they have them at baseball, football games? Why, if they don't work? Somehow these school boards bring in their security guy to tell them metal detectors don't work, then they don't have to spend the money. Look, it's part of a plan. But to suggest they don't work is flat out ignorant. by definition. By the way, if Eric is listening, he says he's a regular listener. You are welcome on this show anytime. Great, great text from my close friend Billy Sawyer. Sorry I can't listen to you today. I'm removing the airbags and seatbelts from my car. It's an excellent point. People. Thanks, Billy. Jeff in Cranberry, good morning, sir.
Morning, Marty. This is a personal subject of mine because it bugs me so bad, but my grandkids are more important or as important as a drunk going to a football game. Okay? And let me say this. Why don't myself, my company, buy 10 to 15 metal detectors, and me and you'll take them down and put them in Fox Chapel's school board meeting and present it to them and make them use them.
Well, they're $160. It's ridiculous. So it can't
be
about...
Let's buy some and take them down and let them sit there.
Right.
See what they do.
It's ridiculous.
I'm lucky. My school district, Mars, has some.
They do. They've had them for 5 years? Yeah. And no problems, by the way. Yeah. Every kid, the kids line up, they end up getting to school, they end up learning, and they go home. And they have not had a mass shooter in Mars. I'm not saying they would, but what I'm suggesting is, at least in this suburban district, they kind of acknowledge that there could be an issue, and why not address it as part of a safety plan now?
And he is right. It will clog up the line, but it gets better. I mean, the first 2-3 months, the lines do get clogged up, but people, they get used to it, and they don't bring the stuff they need, and the line goes very smoothly after a while.
Well, look, man, we wait in lines at Pirate games, Steeler games, hockey games. Hey, people waited in line the other night for 2 hours to get a hot dog at a Pirate game, and you're telling me students can't wait in a line to protect themselves. It's ridiculous. And it's, by the way, ignorant by definition. It's a great phone call. Thank you, sir. I want to get into the bullying aspect of what's happening. This is prevalent in every school and every school district in America, some more than others because some schools make it more of an issue than others. But, man, how many adults do you meet that are troubled to this day about issues of bullying that went back years and years and years? And the bullying has changed. And now this young man who's in jail for the shootings in Texas and Santa Fe, his father said he was bullied extensively. It gave me chills, considering I had extensive conversations with the parents of Alex Reibel, the Franklin Regional mass stabber. And prevalent in that conversation and upsetting and disturbing was the thematic in that conversation, relevant to what happened at Franklin Regional, were stories of bullying that went back years and years and years to the fourth grade with Mr. Reibel. However, it also must be duly noted that he never mentioned it to his parents, never mentioned it to his brother, never made it a public issue until after he was arrested and in jail for stabbing countless folks. No one died, and he'll probably spend the rest of his life in jail. John and New Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. John, waiting on your brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about the metal detectors in schools.
Go, buddy.
And
it's all you.
Yeah, and there are some inaccurate comments being added, but the handheld operators are the ones that cost $160.
Right.
A metal detector costs almost $5,000.
Right.
But notwithstanding that, and notwithstanding the fact that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the federal government is lacking on funding for education, particularly in public schools.
True.
Implementing a security program in a protocol is absolutely important right now in today's society. And I would gladly invite you to come to my school, and I would show you our protocols that we have in place. We bring in 850 students every morning into the high school.
Nice.
There's no delay. There's no bottleneck. There's no problem. And not only do we have metal detectors, but we also have X-ray machines for the bags.
Wow.
So, you know, we've been doing this for about 9 years now. We're way ahead of the curve. The problem is nobody's providing us funding.
Hold on. Which school are you at, sir?
New Kensington School District, Valley High School.
Nice. Are you a teacher or?
I'm a superintendent.
Oh, my goodness. What a pleasure to hear from you. So Why such pushback? What a pleasure to hear from you. This is so relevant to me. Yeah. Why such pushback for districts that have the money, like Mount Lebanon and Fox Chapel? Why this notion that they don't work? Why, sir?
I can't speak for them, sir. Only thing I can say is it's perception.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and for me, I'd rather the perception be that my buildings are safe.
Right.
We do it K to 12.
Nice.
We have metal detectors in every one of our buildings. We have security guards in every one of our buildings. We have an armed resource officer in our high school. We've had other school districts visit for different, regional events with the bands and the choirs and so forth. And they've come through our security program to get into the building. Everybody has to do it. And they've all commented as to how comfortable it was and how easy it was to get into the building, even though we had security in place.
Boy, I tell you.
We do our home basketball games, and we do our home football games also.
That's amazing. So, and how long have you had this in place, sir?
The district started it prior to my service. Probably about 9 years ago, and we've increased and expanded every year. We've added on to it.
Why?
We have an extensive camera system throughout our schools, so that we can even see what's going on around and in the schools.
Have you ever confiscated a weapon from a bag?
Well, you always have that. You're going to have more lookalikes. You're going to have accidental carries.
Okay.
You know, sometimes students will have a hunting knife or a fishing knife in their backpack or something.
But no guns.
You're always going to have that. You can't stop the accidental stuff from happening. But I can tell you that we haven't had a real gun in the district in at least 7 or 8 years.
That's amazing. So it would be redundant for me to say that you've never had a shooting then?
Not within the school district, no, sir.
That's amazing.
But again, we have acres and acres and acres of campus.
Sure, sure.
So anything can happen.
Right.
And you can't be 100% secure. But we could make every effort to make our staff and our students feel safe and comfortable in school every day.
Well, what about the notion, Superintendent, that, oh, so what, you have metal detectors at the front doors, I could just let somebody in the side?
Well, in our case, our doors we have a system in place that you can't do that.
Nice.
But notwithstanding that, without revealing what our security program is and what our protocol completely is, I don't want to breach our security.
No, of course. You've
but
been
notwithstanding
magnificent.
That, we have protocol in place that addresses that. And that's a fact. You had mentioned in some of your conversation that there are back doors everywhere.
Right.
And I can tell you that my grandfather always told me, and he's long gone and deceased, that locks keep honest people honest. If somebody really wants to get to you, somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to do it. So, the security that we have in place, the security that we have in the airports, the security we have in federal buildings and in courthouses and so forth, they're the first line of defense. And they do. They make people think twice before they're going to do something silly.
I agree.
And I think that's the case. You want people to understand that when you come into one of our facilities, we're going to scan you. And we are going to look in your bag. And we're going to let you know that if something's in there that we don't want you in, you're not bringing it into my building.
Superintendent, do you also focus on problem students, addressing students that might be troubled? It makes sense to me, if you have such a thorough program of security, you're probably also ahead of the curve in addressing students that are troubled as well.
We make every effort to address those issues as well, and every school district does. Contrary to what the general public might want to say, the school districts do a very good job. We do a lot of things.
Yeah.
We take care of these kids from soup to nuts.
Yes, you do.
And we all have a SAP team, the Student Assistance Program, and anytime we find out, or anytime a student reports or a teacher or a staff member sees something happening, we try to make an effort to intervene and try to find a way to mediate a solution. Students get disciplined for some of the inappropriate behaviors and so forth. Again, school districts are doing a lot. We're not just teaching your kids reading and writing anymore. We do a lot of things. We are truly the in loco parentis and provide a lot of parental guidance for some of these students, so that they can otherwise function in a social society.
What about this notion that metal detectors provide a gathering point and a kill zone for a mass shooter? That's ridiculous, in my opinion, sir. This is the synopsis of the reason why they shouldn't have metal detectors in the Fox Chapel schools.
I think it's a silly analogy, although it's an accurate statement that you are going to have a group of people together while they're going through, but you're doing, as you said, you're doing it at a stadium, you're doing it at a courthouse, you're doing it anywhere. The issue is there are a number of other venues where you're going to be in a collective group like that. And nobody seems to be bothered by that, but they want to use that as an excuse. Somehow, some way, you have to be able to provide some type of a security program and a protocol that students and staff are safe or feel safe. And that's what we try to do. And you're right. In the morning, it does take us maybe 20 minutes to get 850 kids into the building. But you know what? It's 20 minutes well spent.
Right on.
And we time our buses so that all the buses don't show up at the same time, so all 850 kids don't show up together. We try to bring them in, 50 or 100 at a time. So, and you can do that. You have a little bit of control, remember. You're the school district. You're managing the students. You're managing the people. We don't have a lot of walkers, but we have some. But the buses, we can control their delivery, and that's part of how we do it. We control the arrival of the buses, and we stagger them so that they show up in, 3 to 5 minute intervals so that the kids are on and off the bus quickly.
What's your full name, sir?
John Pallone.
John, you're a pleasure. What a blessing you are. Wow. Wow, an adult in the room. Man, very cool. And by the way, here's my theory. I'm proud to say I live in Lebo. I'm proud of the test scores. I'm proud of what they do with kids. I'm embarrassed and ashamed to suggest that they battle over whether or not to provide metal detectors for my children, John. And I think it's, yeah. And I tell you what it is. We think, all these haughty districts, we think we're better. We think we don't need it. We think we don't have troubles. And if we do, we want to hide them so people don't think we have troubles because, after all, we're better than you are. You are a man's man. We have an issue. Let's address the issue. Let's teach our kids. I love it, sir. It's been a pleasure to hear from you, man.
And understand, too, Mr. Griffin, we're a struggling school district.
Right.
Economically, socially, and in some cases, we have a lot of academically challenged and special education students.
You do.
We expend a lot of money. And even though we are financially strapped, our board has made the decision consciously that they're going to dedicate resources to ensure that the students that come to our schools and that the staff that are working in our schools are safe.
All right, man.
And even though we may have to redirect some of our funding into a security protocol, it's a necessary evil at this time.
I'm gonna give you a call, sir. You're a pleasure to hear. Thank you. You made my day. All right, gotta go. He's awesome.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.